In 1983, there was an accident at Robinson Shaft where the miners had to be rescued. We're talking to one of the people in the cage that day.
Hi, I'm Dave Holmer. I was a fitter at South Crofty Mine in 1983 when the shaft collapsed.
And what was the date that that happened?
I think it was January the 21st. Well, it's a normal day. We go down to the levels we was allotted and repair any of the equipment that needed repairing, like the mockers or the crushers and any equipment, or installing new equipment. When we went there first, we installed the new decline conveyor system and chutes. So it wasn't only just equipment, it was rebuilding new equipment as well.
Okay, so it came to the end of shift. What sort of time would this have been?
It was normally we got back to the station at 380 level or whatever level we was working on by about 2:30.
Okay, so what happened then? You got in the
cage, yeah, and we was sent to service.
The winder kicked into action, and you went up. How far did you go up?
Up to the cage stopped at 20 fathoms from the surface, which was roughly 120 feet from the surface.
Was this a normal thing to happen, for it to stop so suddenly like this?
Occasionally it did, yes. What used to happen was the winder used to trip out, whether it's certain loads on it or what, we don't know, but it used to trip out, and they would send for the electricians from Cookside, and they would come over and press a few buttons and away it would go again.
What happened to make you think, well, this isn't quite the same as normal?
It was taking a little bit longer than normal for it to move, because there's no conversation between anyone in the shaft. You just have to wait. Then all of a sudden it would go away again, you see.
So how many people were there with you in the cage?
There were six other people.
And what was the conversation?
Well, it was just, let's get out of here fairly quick. And one guy said he was running out of cigarettes and he needed to get to the surface. It was general conversation. The weather was bad, it was cold, and we was saying, I hope they hurry up and get it fixed as soon as possible.
Okay, so how long was it until you heard that there's something else going on?
No one said there was something else going on. It was about 20 minutes later that we heard someone coming down the shaft shouting, is everyone all right?
So this was down the ladderway?
Down the ladderway, yeah. Two guys came down the ladderway, two of the shift bosses. We asked the question, what's the problem? They said, oh, we've got a bit of a problem here, and we can't move the cage, so you'll have to climb out. And this is when they put some safety ropes across, and they said, spoke to me, and they said, well, you're the biggest guy in the cage, out of the seven. If you can get it through here, or through the top of the cage and behind the cables, then all the rest will be able to do it. So I was the first one out. So they put threw a rope across, and I tied it to my belt and got in behind the cables, fed my way across, and went over to the ladderway and went to the surface.
It was quite dark, obviously.
Oh, yeah, it still had the cap lamp, so. Yeah, it still had your cap lamp, so it was all right.
And eventually you got to the surface. What was happening up there?
Well, there was quite a lot happening. There was a lot of people around, which is strange normally, you know, because normally if it just happens to break down, all you get there is electricians and the landers, which are the guys that land all the people, you know. But there was the managers was there, there was ambulances around and all sorts of things, you know. It was the mine ambulance that was, you know, just in case.
Okay, so everyone was around. You thought, well, okay, this is a bit more serious than we thought. So what actually had happened down the shaft?
What had happened was at 80 level, 80 fathoms, there was some boards across some loose stone, and the tow board came out, and this had been over the years, I suppose, it had rotted, and the tow board came out, and all this rock and killers came out and started going down the shaft. Not our shaft, luckily, it was the other shaft. And it was taking all the timbers out as it was going down through. And obviously, the more that came out and the more timber, the more weight, so he was taking more out as he went deeper. So all the guys on the stations below were shouting, what the hell's going on here, you know, because there was rocks falling down. They all ran back up the drives. There was big timbers and everything, just, you know, 8x8 timbers just falling all over the place. And I do believe, I think that one of the cage that was down below had an 8x8 timber pierced right through it.
So you realise you were actually quite lucky.
Very lucky, yeah.
I mean, what could have gone wrong?
It could have been the other way around. The dirt could have been coming out on top of us, just hanging there over 2,000 feet underneath, you know.
Okay, so you had a close call there, but it obviously sets the mine back a bit. I mean, how long did it take to repair all that?
I think it was almost 6 months. All the timbers that was taken out had to be replaced. I think they bought in pitch pine, which had to be transported from abroad, and it was all done, all the big mortise and tenons, and they was big pieces of timber, you know, and all had to be cut and machined on surface. Then the different crews would take them down and reassemble them. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle, really, as you can see from the...
We've got a diagram in front of us, you know, it's showing that the shaft timber layout. Just describe what we're looking at.
Well, basically, it's like a it's just a rectangular shaft. There's two shafts actually in the framework, but you have a stubble. There's dividers. There's wall plates. There's braces. There's lagging boards, and end plates, and all these are the different sections that make up the framework of the shaft.
And were you involved in repairing it?
No.
You didn't want to have anything to do with it again?
Nothing at all after that. No, they had four crews on. They had a day shift crew, they had a night shift, they had an evening shift, and an afternoon shift.
So it was a lot of work putting that shaft back together. Yes. But just tell me, you stayed working for the mine for how much longer?
I stayed underground for the next 2 years. And then I had a little accident underground. And I was off work for about 10 weeks. And then they gave me another job looking after Red River.
Okay, and that was your end of your time down the mine?
That was the end of my time down the mine, yeah.
Did you enjoy working down there?
I loved it down there. It was good camaraderie with... the guys were great. And when you meet them now, you still have a laugh and a joke about things that used to go on down there, you know.
And that's a whole nother story.
That's another story, yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to us about your time being rescued from Robinson Shaft.
Thank you.